Good morning, Sonali. How are you?
Good morning, Shweta. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you for taking time for coaching session. As this is a session which is for certification purpose, can I request your permission to record this session?
Yes, Sarja. Let's go ahead with that.
Perfect. Before we start, would you want to take a minute, center yourself, and before we go ahead on this coaching session?
Yes, that will help me. Yes,
Are
I'm
you
good.
going to start now?
Yes.
So, what are we discussing today, Sonali?
Shweta, I have certain challenge in not understanding how to say no, and that is something which I would like to focus upon. That is where I thought I'll take your help, Shweta.
Okay. So I hear that you find it difficult to say no. What would you like to discuss with respect to? Is there any incident, anything that you would like to discuss today?
Yes, Shweta. Basically, I have often seen that in my office, I am put into a situation where I am leading a project, and at times I've been told that, I need to say no because I'm on this side. Whereas when I'm dealing with the client, I need to understand their expectation, and I will have to kind of accommodate. So at times I go out of the way to kind of help accommodate the things. But if I don't do it, it does not go into the partnering mode, and hence I find a lot of time finding myself in the situation of being able to say no to the client, and at the same time being able to say no to my counterpart this side, and that becomes a difficult situation, Shweta.
So I hear that when you go out of the way and you try to set expectation, but it becomes difficult for you to say no. Why do you think this is important for you?
Stakeholder management is an art, and we need to understand that stakeholder plays a very key role, and it is definitely important for me to say no for setting the boundary lines, but I'm unable to do it.
And why do you think stakeholder management becomes important in your day-to-day activity?
Shweta, the stakeholder management, if I don't lay this boundary of managing both the sides, I may end up losing the game because I need to kind of get into the complex project management. And obviously, it is important for me to kind of set that boundary. I do understand the importance, but at times I kind of outrightly go to kind of help my clients. Shweta, just one second. Yes, Shweta.
So I hear that stakeholder management will help you in your future career, right? Is that fair to assume, Sonali?
Yes, it is fair
And what would be a purposefulness of this in your long-term career?
it has to be a mutual win-win in terms of both the client, internal stakeholders, and for myself too. That definitely is going to help me and take me to the in the long run.
Okay, so when you say that the stakeholder management is a win-win for you as well as the client, as well as for your stakeholders, does this mean that it will have importance in your career?
Shweta, 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 Shweta. Just take a pause. Yeah.
Sonali, tell me more about partnering more.
So, Shweta, with partnering, I mean that, I play along with them, but at the same time, for the both the parties, which means my client as well as my internal stakeholders. And I definitely need to keep the boundaries of both intact, and I need to ensure that I come along with them with the long way, meeting the objective of the purpose of the project.
So I hear boundaries are very important for you as part of this process.
Yes, because I feel that I'm the one who is trying to make it complex. So yes, boundaries have to be set, and I need to follow that.
And what makes boundary important for you?
Being within the project guidelines is definitely a necessary steps. But yes, client may ask five things, which is required for me to kind of give them to help the project. But at the same time, I have the cost associated this side, and I need to be mindful of how do I use that each penny there, and in order to kind of move forward. So yes, boundary is definitely important.
And do you think this will have a future impact for you if you do not address this right now?
Yes, in a long run way, as I told you, Shweta, if I have to be handling the complex project situation, yes, it is going to be impactful on my own way of handling complex project management and career. So yes, it is going to be impacting me.
Okay. While I hear that this setting boundaries for you is important, and this will also have a positive impact on the project execution that you have planned for, what is becoming important for you right now with respect to this situation?
Setting the context and reminding of the to the client that this is the scope, I think that is going to help me, Shweta.
So when you say setting the context is important for you, what does it mean to you right now?
I think I should go back to the client and remind them of the scope that we need to be intact here, and any deviation will cost them into the addition of the scope. So I think I should be doing that, Shweta.
So what is becoming very clear to you in terms of
Going back and reflecting on my scope and myself of setting the boundary definitely is important, and I will do that now.
so what are the couple of things that may need to shift in your perspective to deal with this?
I need to go back and talk to the client about the complexity which I'm facing on the ground, and why is that I'm not able to kind of accommodate. At the same time, also give them the importance and the trust that this will be accommodated in the longer run, provided they come along with understanding the impact of the project. And hence, they are the one who are supposed to bring this officially on the table. And that is something which I will attempt to do it, Shweta. By setting up some meetings and by setting up some follow-up and documenting them well, I think that is going to help.
And what will enable you to get there?
Provided some client, good stakeholder from their side, as well from good stakeholder from my side, and setting up a meeting will definitely be helpful.
So, if you reflect back, what do you think is becoming clearer for you right now?
I should have done this little earlier in terms of realizing that there is certain boundary which I need to be done, and I think that is becoming more clearer to me for that, and thanks to you on that.
And what actions do you think are you going to take to discover?
I am going to, as I said, I'm going to set up the meetings with some stakeholders from that side and from this side and take it forward there.
Who can help you with this?
So you can start closing it, Shweta, because you really moved very fast and we've missed out on some very vital stuff here. So take permission to close and we'll come back to this recording.
Sonali, since you mentioned that you are able to set clear boundaries with your stakeholders, is there anything else you think I can help you with?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I've got the message there.